Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, cosmic travelers. You have just crash-landed on Can We Help You? The galaxy of non-expert advice. This is Captain Franco with my first officers.
Sasha?
Oh, Jax. Oh, God.
Think of us as the quirky space crew you did in List 4. But I'm glad you've found. Ready to navigate the universe of life's mysteries?
Why is this happening?
Oh, I'm
so bored of the other one.
People like it, Franco. Stop complaining.
No,
people,
we're still doing it. It's still an intro. I'm
like
just theming it up a bit, you know?
This is way worse.
I liked the space theme personally.
I didn't.
But fine. Every time Franco does the intro, Franco's going to do some themed intro.
Fair enough.
All right? That's his.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of
pressure. Was that a ChatGPT special
as
well?
Yes, of course it was. Actually, not that much pressure because I just, the robot.
Okay, so it's a ChatGPT special courtesy of Franco. Okay, I see.
God. I didn't really shout out any of asking us questions, but we're on Can We Help You podcast on socials, and you can ask us questions there, and Can We Help You at Gmail and all of that stuff. We'll figure it out.
No, Can We Help You podcast.com. God, just say where they have to send the questions.
Well, I don't have any follow me, so it's like it's completely it's out of my head.
It's not that hard.
We've been saying it for like 3 years. When you think about it.
Have we really been doing this for 3 years?
We've been doing it for way too long. Way too long to not have one space-themed episode.
I love space.
Yeah, let's do a space-themed episode.
I do have a picture of Jax and I, and Jax comes up in my, you know, your...
Oh, people.
It recognises people taken lots of pictures with. Jax comes up as one of my people, and I'm pretty sure there's a photo here from when we first recorded on our own, and it was the 17th of March, 2021.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, in the old studio.
In that little old studio. So 2021, that was...
2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago. So we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, and obviously we've just gotten better and better as time has gone on.
I think we've stayed the same. I don't think we've gotten worse, but I think we've just stayed the same, which is fine.
Yeah, consistency is okay.
Consistency is key. So while I'm on holidays, heading to Europe, we wanted to keep the Can We Help You podcast coming into your ears. I know.
Saying that. My God.
So we are recording this a little earlier than, well, a lot earlier than we normally would. Normally we record every few days. We're still going to be coming out every few days, but this is recorded way in advance just so, you know, look, if any world events have happened, we're not going to talk about
them. Yeah, we won't know about it. We're coming to you from the past, from the far past, few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're really sorry if something massive happened and we're just going on about...
Imagine if there was a disaster in space. My intro would really not age well.
Yeah, be in bad taste.
Yeah, see? Got to think of those things.
And I thought the time that we didn't correctly predict the Matildas win was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Matildas.
Remember the Matildas.
Yeah.
They did so great, though.
Yeah, they did.
I'm still proud of them. I'm still 100% proud of them. But we thought for the next couple of episodes we'll do something we haven't done... What, few weeks, couple of months maybe?
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
And that is trivia. We're going to do a trivia night.
Love trivia.
A little special trivia night. Now, in the past, I think this sprung up initially because I was saying that what was my first topic? Survivor.
It would have been Survivor, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, I think I could, I know everything about Survivor, and I'm pretty sure that's where we started. We were like, well, why don't we do a trivia and find out, and everyone picked a topic. Now, my topics have been Survivor, Italian food, and Jersey Shore. I think maybe Jersey Shore was my best performing one.
You were incredibly good at Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
You were also incredibly good at Survivor, though.
I'm trying to find our scores of where we sit because I have been keeping tally for every trivia night. Okay, here we go. I am in the lead with 6.5. I don't know how I got a 0.5.
How did we get that?
Jax and Franco are both on 6. So we're pretty much neck and neck.
Okay.
We're all neck and neck. So this is going to be, you know, kind of the, you know, one.
The what? The tiebreaker, I don't know. Perhaps?
Yeah, sure. It'll hopefully separate the pack, and we'll have someone come out in the lead really far.
I've got to pick a good topic. Then what am I going to pick?
Yeah, topics are always hard for me.
I have one that I want to do, and it's another TV show.
Yeah, I was going to say not another TV show. Is it a good one? Is it one that everyone knows? What is it?
Mad Men.
Nah. Nah.
You can't say no to one of my topics.
Nah, I don't think
so. You can't say no.
Yeah.
The problem is that the questions that we're asking are like, they're really detailed. So, you know, it has to be something you know really well. I know, that's true.
Okay, all right. Look, you can have Mad Men, that's fine. I might go for something like, maybe like, can I get like early 2000s pop music?
You have had Hilary Duff.
I had Hilary Duff. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can have that.
I did all right with Hilary Duff. Yeah, okay,
let's just broaden it a little bit. Early 2000s pop music.
Yeah.
Can we say noughties pop music?
Noughties pop music. Great.
Like 2000 to 2010.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Franco?
Jeez. There's not many things I actually know about. I'm kind of thinking like maybe video games from like when I used to play video games because I was really into that like as a teenager. Maybe give me a quiz about like the PlayStation 2. How about that?
Oh, great. Okay, Frank, I'm going to ask you questions about the PlayStation 2.
Okay,
so then I've got to do Jax on noughties pop music.
Yep.
And I will ask Sash about Mad Men.
Good luck, Frank.
See, the thing is like I've seen Mad Men and I don't know. Like I saw it once when it came out, and it was like it was okay.
I've actually not seen Mad Men.
And I feel like that. I feel like that's how most people might feel about it. Like, it was a good show at the time. I don't really remember much about it. I still love John Hamm with an undying kind of burning passion. But apart from that,
oh, isn't he great?
Well, yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
But you know how there are just those shows that just become your favorite show? That just became my favorite show. I remember the first time I ever saw it. I was sick from school and mum and dad had been watching it and they got the DVD and mum sat next to me while I was like having fever dreams. I was really sick and she was just watching Mad Men and so it like went into my brain while I was having these crazy fever dreams and maybe that's what it was. It's maybe. Just like burnt into my brain and then I started watching it and I reckon I've watched it all the way through 20 times.
Wow.
Easily.
Speaking of staying home from school, I wonder if my next topic can be like Australian TV shows that have aired between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30 p.m.
Let's just do a Ready, Steady, Carrie Cook Ann. Kind of
Ready, Steady, Cook.
Oh no, yeah, so it's middays from 12 p.m. till about 4:30 p.m. It's Academic. There's Ready, Steady, Cook. There's Huey,
Bold and the Beautiful.
Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Good. What was Bert Newton's show? Was it Good Morning Australia?
Oh, poor old Bert.
Oh, no. Good old Bert. He had a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good topic. Remember that for next time.
Moira? Remember Moira?
Vaguely? I don't remember. Not really. Moira.
No.
Or Australian TV shows that aired between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Cheese TV.
Yeah. Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z. Was on the Cat Dog.
Yeah, yep. SpongeBob.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh, my God.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh, wait, no, that's a different one.
Digimon, Digital Monsters.
Yeah.
Beyblade, I had a Beyblade.
I had a Yu-Gi-Oh card too.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a time.
I don't remember that being a TV show.
Let it rip, and then you let the thing go. And
That's fine, right. Yeah.
Do you remember, did you guys ever have Mighty Beans?
Rings a bell.
Mighty Beans.
So they were like these stupid little toys, and they were like little, and it became like a playground trend. And they were like these little plastic beans that had like weights on one side.
People kind of like drawn onto them, like they were like wrestlers or something.
Yes.
Crazy. Mighty Beans? I'm pretty sure it was called Mighty Beans.
Did your school also ban everything fun? My school banned Pokemon cards, it banned Yu-Gi-Oh cards, it banned Beyblades, it banned
Tamagotchis.
It banned Tamagotchis, it banned Digimon, it banned marbles even.
Marbles?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Right.
Spelt with a Z. Go check them out.
I remember Mighty Beans. They were weird. I never figured
out. Did you guys
out.
Have that McDonald's computer game that I think you got in a Happy Meal? Probably like 1999.
Computer
game? I never played games as a kid.
What, did they give you like a disc that you put in your computer?
Yeah, and it was like a game. Oh, yes, no. Mighty Beans. I remember them. They still sell them.
Remember those? Do they?
I don't know.
Let's buy some Mighty Beans.
They're kind of like Yowies but not chocolate.
Oh, my God, I loved Yowies with the little Australian animal, like, card that you got with it. Oh. Yep. Remember you also used to be able to get on the animal chocolate train, they were flat chocolates and they were, like, wrapped, they were Cadbury, they were wrapped in purple, but they had a picture of an animal, like
Furry
an Australian
friends.
Native animal
on
the
front. Make them.
Furry Friends. Do they?
Yeah. They're delicious. My favourite.
Oh.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
So much nostalgia.
They're damn good. People who listen to this show who aren't like our age and didn't grow up in Australia are going to be like, the
There's
fuck are they talking about?
Weirdly niche references. I mean, Pokemon was everywhere. Digimon was popular.
Dragon Ball Z was everywhere. Yu-Gi-Oh!
There's an Italian street festival at my house today. At my house. Next to my house.
Wow. You've got a lot
You're
going.
Hosting everyone?
Yeah.
Come in. Ciao. Pretending you're Italian.
Do you know, we walked past this stall that was selling pizza pockets, but like grown up, like handmade pizza pockets. The line was so long, otherwise I would have gotten one. Like I'm trying to remember. I wish I wrote down the name of the place so I could find them.
Pizza pockets take me back to school too.
Because pizza pockets are pretty crap, right? As a grown up, we've bought them
awful.
A few times. They're pretty crap. They're great as a kid, but they're not that great now. But a proper pizza in a pocket, like made by
That's
adults,
just like a calzone,
for adults.
Right?
Yeah, but it's like small. It's not like a calzones are big. It's
like
a whole
a
pizza calzone. Folded in half. Yeah, it's a tiny little calzone. But anyway,
delicious.
I saw that. And the festival's still on now. I'm kind of tempted to run down and grab one. Except the problem is it's so busy.
Do you have any kind of remote setup that you could like take us with you to the festival?
Imagine doing an OB from the Italian Food Festival.
Oh my God, that'd be great. The Can We Help You podcast live from the Italian Food Festival.
SBS Radio's there, so, you know.
Oh, they're
we
boring.
Set up an
we're
OB.
Way cooler than them.
Well, it's SBS Italian, so it makes sense. It's
yeah, we're
Italian
cooler
festival.
Than that.
Sure. They probably get more listeners than us, though.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That, who knows,
might
hey?
Be true.
Yeah.
Probably.
I reckon we get more listeners. I'll put this out there, and look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I reckon we get more listeners than SBS Italian. I'm pretty sure of that.
I don't know if we'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever know, but I
actually think I think you might be wrong.
Like, I don't know.
My grandpa listens to like Italian radio stations. There's SBS Italian and there's a few others, believe it or not. I don't know how he gets onto them, but he does. And these are Italian speaking stations that are hosted in Australia. And him and all of his friends and like there's a massive Italian community. Everyone just knows it somehow. There's a lot going on that we aren't aware of.
So you're saying we should start broadcasting or podcasting in Italian?
Maybe. Maybe we just need to find.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh.
Well, that's
no offense to any Italians listening.
Oh, that's the extent of the Italian I know. A pasta spaghetti caprara.
Confirming. My topic is Mad Men. Jax's topic is noughties, pop music. Yep. Franco's is the PlayStation 2. Next episode, we are asking questions. I'm doing Jax. Franco's doing me. Jax is doing Franco.
Yep. We're doing each other.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, we usually take questions, but we also do other things. We do, master debater. We debate topics. We'll debate anything. If you want to send us a debate, something
we will
to debate,
master
send
debate about anything.
We do rapid fires.
A rapid fire master debate. We could try that one day. Sounds like fun.
A couple of months back, Franco dredged up some things called thought starters, which were just kind of like random phrases.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish we had an intro for thought starters. Okay, Sash, why don't you do this? Thought starters. Go.
This is how all of our intros happen now. Jax has just completely given up on making like well-produced things. So we just, go on, Sash.
No,
but
I think it's fun. Jax is just directing what he would direct someone at work to do when we worked at Redacted. He would just be like, all right, you get in here and
yeah, but then he would work on it and make it sound good. So here we go.
All right, here. You go, thought starters, and then if I can be bothered, I will make something happen in post and then you won't even know, it'll sound fun.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thought starters.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, great.
And now, all of the listeners, I hope you're hearing something in the background. I hope it was worth it.
Ronnie has written in with a bunch of thought starters for us. Did that on the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. If you want to send something through, please do. You have to pay your taxes. So I'm just going to throw some out there. Some of them are, some of them are, they're just random, which is kind of fun. So it's just
that's
something
the point of
that we can.
Thought starter, I think.
Thought starters. All right, here's the first one. What would be the worst way to spend $1 billion?
Oh, nice.
Buying Twitter.
that's
well,
you can't buy Twitter.
More than
that's
a billion.
Very typical. Yeah. Yeah, that was.
Isn't that a mess, though, what's happened with fucking X?
Also, it's X now.
X, formerly Twitter. I love seeing all of like the articles pop
emails
up that saying, yeah, like this person, like they issued a statement on X, formerly Twitter,
formerly
in brackets.
Twitter.
That's
no, well,
never
I get
go
emails.
Away.
I get email alerts from Twitter, and it says X, and then in brackets, formerly Twitter. That's what they. That's what
oh,
they're
that's
like.
What
email.
They're actually
that's
called.
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know if I still have any. $1 billion is a lot of money, and I feel like it'd be hard.
It's
to
a
spend
thousand
all
millions.
Of it badly. You're a thousand millions.
Well, I think like to answer the question in the spirit of the question, we're buying one thing with the billion, right?
Yeah.
We're not buying a bunch of things.
Well, I mean, I guess you could buy like, you know, you could buy like half a billion, somethings, you know.
Hamburgers,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if you get a $2 hamburger, but.
Yeah, $2 hamburger at Macca's. It's the cheeseburger without the cheese. It's not very good.
Half, 500 million McDonald's hamburgers.
Yep.
What about something more that like is just not going to do anything for you? What if you just bought a plane, but you don't know how to fly it, and you don't have any pilot friends, and then you've just got this huge plane that's just sitting in your backyard? That'd be a pretty stupid.
Yeah,
way
I
to
feel
spend
like a
it.
Plane is expensive too. It's like $250 million or something. It's like $250 million surely for a plane.
I don't know how much planes are. I've never been in the market.
If you're spending $1 billion on a plane, surely that's something that you can then resell. Like if you decided, that's stupid,
true.
you can sell it and get something close to $1 billion back.
Well, I mean, obviously gambling would be stupid. Although,
yeah, you could just gamble it away.
You might make your money
like
back,
that would
though.
Be.
You could, yeah, or you make could more. Make more. And if you're real smart, you could just open a casino and then you'll definitely win.
Casino.
Casino.
I've just Googled up the most ridiculously expensive things that make sense only to rich people. We've got a diamond encrusted tea bag for $14,000.
What?
Toilet paper made of gold. Now, this could be a terrible way to spend $1 billion. Toilet roll made of gold is $1.5 million. So, you know, after a while, if you're wiping your ass with gold, you're going to use up your billion.
Gold, like gold paper? Is it like woven into the paper or something?
No, it's
gold
like leaf, it's kind gold, of? I guess it's just like gold leaf.
That wouldn't even do a good job of being toilet paper.
I mean, it wouldn't do the worst job. Surely there's worse jobs.
there's cheaper options, but go on.
There's a gold dildo for $15,000. I mean, you could probably just get gold or diamond plated, you know, sex toys. You like that gold
grand?
Dildo.
15 grand for a gold dildo? If I had $1 billion.
Yeah, I guess so. Apparently Beyonce has a gold dildo. That's what this website says. I mean.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Allegedly.
If anyone's going to have one.
I was thinking, and I don't know like if this is a good answer or not, or if this is like horrendously depressing, but the island nation of Tuvalu is sinking, and they think it'll be underwater in 20 to 30 years.
Oh,
you could buy that, and then that would be an awful investment.
Yeah. Okay.
And really depressing.
That's very intense, Franco.
A permanent reminder of the destruction of
everything. What do rich people buy? They buy islands. There you go. Buy one that'll stop being an island soon.
To raise your spirits a bit, I'll give you this. I'll end on this. You can buy for $24,300. So if you had enough of them, you could probably spend $1 billion on this. You can buy a suit of armour for your guinea pig.
Okay. Sold. So
you could make a guinea pig army.
I know, I need to go get a guinea pig. Ronnie clearly knows as well, because their next one is, what is the one food you could eat every day for the rest of your life?
Mm. Oh, I don't have a quick answer for that. I thought I would come straight out with something.
I'd say pasta. Does it have to be one specific thing, or can I just say pasta? Because I could eat pasta every day forever.
Could you really?
Oh,
what sort of
pasta?
Are you talking like every type?
I'm talking like carbonara, cacio pepe, you know, amatriciana, you know, bolognese.
Too heavy. Amatriciana isn't as bad because at least it has tomato. But like carbonara and cacio pepe is like cheesy and rich.
Delicious.
Too rich. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. But
or
like
pizza. You know, pizza, I could have that every day.
I feel like mine is pizza or sushi, because sushi has so many different varieties and you get all the food groups.
See, that's the thing is I want to pick something with variety.
Yeah, see, I think I'd that's the only thing though, sushi. I really like sushi, but it doesn't like get me super excited. I'm like, oh yeah, sushi. I'm not like, oh yeah, sushi. Like when I eat pizza, I'm like, fuck yeah, pizza.
Yeah, exactly, fuck
but
yeah,
when
pizza.
I eat sushi, I'm like, oh yeah, sushi, yum. Like that's good. I think I could do pizza longer than I could do sushi.
Yeah, exactly. See, I think pizza is or pasta.
Forever? Like the rest of your life? Like I could happily do pizza even for like a year. But I think, you know, what if I want to go on a health kick? There's no healthy pizza.
I disagree.
I have a recipe for a healthy pizza. I have a recipe for a healthy
pizza. You can have a cauliflower base.
Bullshit with the cauliflower base. I don't want a cauliflower base.
No, you still have – there's nothing unhealthy about bread. Bread is good for you.
Carbohydrates
are good for you.
There is something unhealthy about bread if it is all you eat every day for every meal.
Excuse me. Italians eat pizza and pasta all day, every day, forever, and they're not all fat, are they?
Correct.
Yeah.
Also, Lebanese bread bases, they're thinner. They're not as, like, doughy and heavy. You can change it up. But I used to make a pizza that I got the recipe off HelloFresh, and it was – the base, it was the pizza sauce, zucchini, like shaved zucchini, like really thin zucchini.
Oh, okay.
I put mushrooms on it as well because I love mushrooms, and feta, and then you cook it, and then you top it with rocket. It was really good. Lots of greens, lots of veggies, no meat. So you can absolutely have a pizza with greenery on it, because so many pizzas these days come with fucking rockets thrown all over it. So there you go. There's your greens.
There
and then
go.
You have heaps of veggies
Lovely.
On it.
Lovely.
Yeah. All right. I guess it'd be pizza. The other option I was thinking, like sandwich. I know it sounds super boring, But think about it. You've got both ends of the spectrum.
That's the shittiest thing
like,
ever.
You've got like a thin bread, low GI kind of salad sandwich on the real healthy side. And then you've got like a dripping in fat Philly cheesesteak on the other side. Like there's plenty of variety there.
I agree. I'm a big fan of the sandwich. I love sandwiches. And yeah, you can have so many different types. You could have, you know, like from a bakery, like just from a mum and pop's bakery in your local suburb, and it's like a thick salad sandwich where it's like the cucumber, the lettuce, the carrot, bit of cheese, some onion. Oh, the
one
near me
like loads it with butter as well, which kind
of
makes it.
Yeah, and lots of butter. Yeah, you've got to be able to see the butter in like the cross section.
Mm-hmm.
What about I could do fries or chips, fries for, you know, probably.
No, you couldn't.
Some kind of fry.
Ever. Just potato.
Just chips.
Yeah.
You would die of malnutrition if you just ate chips.
That's true.
You would die.
Do like chips though.
Actually, would you? That's kind of.
No, you would.
I don't know. Maybe I'm an absolute idiot, but there was a book that I read called The Martian, you know, that movie with Matt Damon. And the whole idea is that he survives on Mars, I think he was on, by just growing and eating potatoes.
Well, there you go.
And I think there's something to that about like potatoes might have everything you need to keep you alive for a decent amount of time.
Surely not. Surely
I'm also talking about like not just empty fries. I'm talking about fries, but also you could do like poutine, you could do like curry fries, you could do like, you know, fry-based dishes. Delicious.
You're already out of ideas. Chips and gravy and chips and curry sauce. And then you're
delicious.
Like, what else can we do? You cannot make chips healthy. You can't go on a health kick with chips.
fact check. This website, popularscience.com, says if you sustained on white potatoes alone, you would eventually run into vitamin and mineral deficiencies, which makes perfect sense, and I don't know why I thought otherwise.
Potatoes have minerals and vitamins.
Yeah, just not all of them.
Yeah, no, not enough to keep you alive if that's all you were eating.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more. What would you do if the zombie apocalypse happened? So imagine you are in your location right now.
Mm.
What would you and you get a text and it says zombie outbreak and it's real. It's verified. You don't have to verify or fact check it. What do you do?
That is a silly question.
I would turn to my wife and I would say, I told you that we needed that emergency box of like rations and supplies that I kept down in the garage that we recently chucked out.
What was in the pack?
There were just like, there was a lot of like canned foods, like lots of, like stuff to eat. There were like frying pans. There was lots of soap because I bought this around like the pandemic time.
There were
like butane canisters for like a camp stove.
How is soap going to keep you? How is soap going to help
clean.
You against the zombie apocalypse?
It was
keeps
just,
you sane.
Keeps you clean and yeah, I did. I may or may not have panic bought all of this stuff around the pandemic. So soap was a very important commodity. It was hard to find.
No, I think soap's underrated. I think that's really smart. Maybe not for COVID as such because, you know, we'll never
but I think
run out of soap.
If we're all off on our own and we're never going to go to a supermarket again, soap is very valuable.
I totally agree because I think not being able to, also disease, that's how diseases happen because
zombies
people aren't clean and they
door.
Don't have soap. Yeah, but if you're trying to restart society,
how
are you
going to
do that if you're all diseased?
Here's my thing, right? You get an alert. Ladies and gentlemen, why would they say ladies and gentlemen alert? You get an alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Prime
Boys
Minister.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls, welcome to the apocalypse.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, let's say you get an alert, text on your phone, alert, the zombie apocalypse is upon us. No need to check it out. You know that it's true. For me, I'd be like, oh, well, fuck it. We'll just stay here, keep the doors closed and just ride it out as best we can. Like, what are you going to do?
Are you kidding?
What are you going to do?
You would stay in LA.
I think I would be the same. Like, I would realistically, I would admit defeat because, like,
we've seen so many
zombie movies and TV shows and all of that. And what we know is that, yes, it's us versus the zombies, but it's also person versus person.
Exactly.
That's usually how it ends up. And I am not one of the people, I don't have any guns. I'm going to need some guns. And it's too late now.
There are guns around here, though.
You'd be surprised. There are a lot of guns in Australia.
Yeah, there are. See, this is the thing. I'm going to stay at home because this is the best case scenario, right? Absolute best case scenario is we stay home and other people, the military, the people who have the guns, kill all the zombies, and then those of us who are left can restart society. That's the best case scenario. Like, what am I going to do? Really? Like, worst case, like, I'm probably going to get eaten by a zombie or otherwise going to die from being undernourished or some shit. Like, I'm not going to be able to take on the zombies. I don't have the ability to do it.
You live in one of the most densely populated cities in the globe, as do I. I would feel a little bit safer here because I'm up 4 floors in a secure building. Mm-hmm. So I would feel a little bit safer. However, the problem is that because there's so many people, it doesn't take long for them to start spreading up and to go, and, you know, someone in the apartment gets
exactly
bitten, then you're all fucked. So don't stay in an apartment. Also, you need to go out and get some food. I would run straight downstairs
what
to the Coles that
about?
Is under my... What do you mean?
If you go out, you're getting bitten by a zombie. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, okay, that's how it always happens. You're gonna go out to Coles as soon as you get the...
I lied.
Everyone's going to be Coles.
Shut up.
And they're all
going to
be zombies.
What I'm saying is we get our belongings, we go downstairs, we get into the car. We don't have to go outside to get into our car. It's in the garage, okay? And it's a secure garage. Straight into the car and we drive. And I would drive south towards where my parents' place is and I would stop somewhere in a remote town to stock up on petrol and all of that stuff. And then I'd bunker down out of a city. You can't bunker down in a city. You're going to get fucked. You're fucked.
Yeah, but all your shit's here. All of your stuff is in your house.
That's why you take it with you. I said you take
everything
you need.
You only have one car's worth and you only have really one petrol tank's worth. Like, you can't fill up because it's probably zombies at the fucking gas station.
Nah, because that's why you got to get out of the city because they always start in the city. Get
that's
out
the thing.
Of the
Sasha's
city.
Sasha's got a good idea because, like, from what we've learned about, like, zombie kind of... what I was going to say, rapidly spreading diseases, is the first thing they'll do is shut the borders. So say there's a zombie apocalypse in Sydney, get out of New South Wales immediately. I would drive straight to the centre of the country. I would drive from Sydney to Alice Springs and then I'll be fine.
No, don't go to the desert. What's wrong with you?
Zombies aren't going to go to the desert. Zombies, like,
I know,
to,
but
for
how
that
are you
to spread,
live in the... Yeah,
there's
okay,
shops.
Yes.
They've got shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... No, they do, but then if there's a zombie apocalypse, they're not getting trucks in every day, are they? They're not getting supplies in, so you can't go there.
Either way, okay, fine. I will drive to Perth. Perth is on the water. They get ships in and whatever, and the zombies aren't there because the zombies are on the east coast.
You need to stop at a
Bunnings. No, stop. I thought of something else you have to do. You have to stop at a Bunnings and get seedlings. You got to get seeds and bulbs
you need to be
and
able
all
to start
of that
your
shit.
Own. Well,
so that you can grow shit.
That's a great long term situation. But what are you going to do for the 9 months it takes to grow that stuff?
Because the shops haven't been cleared out at that stage. Shut the fuck up. When you get 3 years into a zombie apocalypse, everyone's been through. All the survivors have been through every town and every different supermarket.
So you're saying get to the seeds early. I like that.
Get the seeds early. You can survive on what's at supermarkets. You can survive on tinned food and all of that for a year while you're getting your plants ready to grow and to give you food.
Is it bad that I would figure out, like, how to download some of my favourite TV shows before the internet shuts off forever?
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's a good point.
Oh, my God. Yeah, imagine having to leave, like, my brain then went, oh, I've still got all those DVDs. How are you going to watch DVDs? There's no power.
Exactly.
My God. How awful.
By the time the alert comes through, anyone who's close to any shop will have cleared it out. The borders will already be closed. They're not going to send the alert and go, oh, I wonder if we should close the borders. They're going to send the alert and the borders are already going to be closed. They're already going to be closing things off.
They wouldn't close state borders because you need people to man them. And they're not going to be worried about manning borders. They would close Australia's border, but they're not going to close New South Wales to Victoria and vice versa. Because we don't have a line of zombies at the border.
That's what we thought.
Okay, well, clearly this is a contentious topic. Ronnie, good job.
I feel like we could spend the whole episode on this.
So do I. How to survive the zombie apocalypse. Maybe we should become a zombie apocalypse podcast. Oh, and find a gun. Definitely get a gun and make sure you have a knife and a sword and something stabby like a stick.
Where are you getting a sword?
I have a sword. It's just not here. From? It's at my. I do. I have a samurai sword, but it's at my parents' house. So wow. I'd have to go down and get it.
Zombies are smarter than you think. You're going to get to your parents' house and you're going to be like, hi, mum, just grabbing my sword. And then she's going to be a zombie. She's going to take you out.
Nah, because they live in the middle of nowhere. Not really, but like nowhere
you
enough.
You can't trust anyone. It's
Sydney.
Every man for themselves, every man and woman for themselves.
All right. I think we've spoken long enough about this. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I do want to keep talking, but we're already over time.
We're 5 minutes over. All right.
This is some kind of zombie-based outro. I'll be very disappointed. Go.
No, I'm going to... It's the outro that I already had planned. As we dock our spaceship, remember that the universe is vast and we're here to guide you through it. Follow our interstellar journey at Can We Help You Podcast on socials. And for some space-age communication, beam us a message or land on canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Safe travels, Cosmic Wanderer.
Oh, cute.
Speaking of space... if the zombie apocalypse did break out, all the billionaires are getting on a spaceship.
They're out of here.
You're going straight to the space station.
How there's those, is it in the desert in the US or something? Or it's like in Switzerland. There's a grain store, but it's not just grains. It's like...
Oh, the seed vault.
The seed vault where they keep all the seeds from all the plants. Isn't that crazy that people have done that? And we're just
one of the highest security places on Earth because you don't want to lose all the seeds.
Is that in Switzerland? Was I right?
I think so. It's definitely like in the middle of like the Swiss Alps somewhere. Like
it's in
the
mountains. It's like into the mountains.
I do think you would, if in the event of a zombie apocalypse, you would want to get around other survivors quickly because if you don't, like if you can get all together and then like all together kind of become a little clan and then, you know, protect each other like a little tribe, that's going to be better because if you are on your own, I mean, we've all seen it in the movies and you rock up, you're like, oh, finally made it to a little, you know, outpost and there's people here. Oh, they're going to help us. They're going to feed us. They're going to clothe us. They're going to water us. And then you get there and they all have their guns pointed at you and they're like, get on out of here, boy. And then you're like, fuck.
Or they take you in and then you find out that they're like evil dictators.
Exactly.
And they're, all sorts
they're,
of stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
or they're,
we've got to
they're
stop
cannibals.
Talking about this.
Yeah, we really need to leave. Maybe we'll cut it. By popular demand, we'll come back for a full zombie episode. How about that?
Okay, cool.
If you want us to keep chatting about it, then we'll keep going. But
let us do a
little fact to correct. It's in Norway and it's on an island. It's not in the Swiss Alps.
I was sure there was something in a mountain, though. I'm sure of it.
I think this is in a mountain, but it's on an island in the Arctic Svalbard archipelago.
I know Svalbard. Cecilia lives there. From TikTok.
It's called the Svalbard Global Sea Vault. That's where it is.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing.
Whoever lives there is going to just like kill anyone who tries to get to them. So, you know, I mean, whoever's there already, you've done well. You're going to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week with trivia. Don't forget, guys, got to go prep our trivia.
Okay. Right. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.